Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Stanley and Homer. Stanley, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today?
All right, Stanley.
All right, Stanley, what you got?
Hey, look, I want to talk about Jawan Johnson. I want to talk about Chris Olave. And a little bit of Spencer Rattler, but Jawan Johnson, bro, $30 million, this dude can't catch a damn cold. Like, the ball, I don't know what, maybe y'all see something I don't, but that ain't no $30 million worth, right? I'm just saying, and I'm just an old man on the side of the road watching the Saints play every other weekend, but, man, look, he just ain't cutting it.
Well, if you look at Jawan Johnson, Mike, I think what they're paying him, he's kind of middle of the pack. I think he's like 13 or 14 highest paid tight end.
Yeah.
And so we're counting on him. Now, you always have to look at what's guaranteed to a player. So, but that's where his salary falls into place. But, no, I think Spencer Rattler, and then I think even Shuck, whoever would be the quarterback, they're going to target Jawan Johnson. So,
got to get open.
Yeah, he got targeted 8 times yesterday, and he caught 6 balls. His long gain, he had the longest gain of the game, yeah, at 21 yards, but he only averaged 8.5 yards a catch, and Olave like 5.7 or 5.5.
I guess I just see every time, like, he misses, like, the easy stuff, bro. The easy stuff can be right pass right through his hands, and he won't catch it. But you'll see him make some crazy catches. So, I mean, sometimes he does good, but he just ain't consistent. As far as Chris Olave, man, when he caught that pass between them two defenders, that's the first time I've seen him in a while make – but you always talking about contested catches. That's the first time in a while I've seen him make a catch like that.
Right, and then he actually broke a tackle.
He actually got through, yeah.
Yeah, he got – that was a lot of effort there, but I don't know if the –
You got to see that more than that one time.
I don't know. We were getting waxed. I don't know if it was a defensive mechanism. He's, like, smiling and stuff. Nothing to smile about.
It's an every-week thing with him, man. It's like he'll – I don't know, bro.
He wants to get paid. He wants to get paid like a number one receiver, and he is an NFL receiver, but he ain't no Alvin. He ain't no number one receiver.
This is a contract year for him.
Yeah, I mean, he can't hold JSN's jock. The Jigba. He can't. What?
And the Jigba was sick. He had the flu the day before.
Yeah,
I'd hate to see if he was healthy.
No, but they gave him a good shot.
You don't feel too good.
Like, for instance, he got targeted 6 times, 5 catches. For right at 100 yards, 19.2 average. So
that's a different story.
And that touchdown. But no, we don't truly have a number one receiver. That's why I think, Mike, we've tried to add. Because I don't know if they're going to pay Chris Olave in the future. Look what they've done now. We're even signing receivers that are on IR before they even play next year.
That's true.
You know, think about it. And we go get the Broncos receiver. How are we trying to add to that roster?
We got Jalen Polk, but he won't play this year. He's for next year.
Right, right. So, no, they have a few holes. So there's no way Mickey Loomis could sell that this team was like, we're going to be competing for the playoffs. I mean, it's like a pie in the sky. You hope. Now you have to have luck with injuries. And the reason why I really got discouraged, I'm telling you, is because when I saw offensive line is not dominant, and that's what we've invested in. Well, like the Chargers, remember I said at the beginning of August, late July training camp, I thought this is an interesting number. Only the Saints and the Chargers were potentially going to have four of their five started offensive linemen drafted in the first round. And then Slater got hurt. Now they got
cut it down to three.
Now they got the real Notre Dame player. They got Alt. And we got Foskey or something. So I don't know. Kellen Moore, it's going to be a big challenge for him. Does he have the personality to turn this thing around? Because I don't know, young people today, can you chew them out? Or are they going to flip you off? Or are they going to pout? I mean, you know.
Depends on who's chewing them out.
And
if
it's out of character, maybe like you fake, fake, you're not real.
Like the Chargers, okay, not only did they lose Slater yesterday, they lose Najee Harris for the entire year with a knee injury.
And that's a household name. We know who that is.
Hampton now. Hey, kid. Hey, it's yours now.
Marion Hampton. Yep. The big running back for North Carolina.
Your first-round pick guy who they didn't have through training camp because of that firecracker or fireworks injury that he had. Now, hey, Hampton, you the guy.
Well, I don't know. We could beat the Giants at home. I think we can. But we can lose to them, too. I don't know. Flip a coin. But if we beat the Bills, I'd be shocked. That would shock the whole nation.
I'd be beyond shocked.
Everybody would be like, it just shows you the NFL. That would be like the Carolina Panthers, again, shutting out Atlanta 30-0. Atlanta had just whooped Minnesota in Minnesota. And then all of a sudden they can't score. Penix gets benched for Kirk Cousins. Mike, 30-0. Nobody saw that coming. It's the NFL. But
Michael Penix looked bad yesterday, Bob. He looked god awful.
His footwork was terrible. He was flicking it out there that pick six that one time.
And their defense, which nobody really knew a lot about, Bob, they're not very good.
Even if the Bills at their worst, I don't think we could beat them. You know, let's say the Bills were over, not taking the Saints serious. I still think we'd be lucky to pull off that upset. Now look at the Browns beating the Packers. I thought the Packers had the best roster, offense, defense, special teams. Look who beats them. Well, watch Cleveland's defense.
that Brown blocked field goal kind of turned everything at that moment.
And then who made a crucial mistake? And I said, he's the difference. Jordan Love. Right, Mike? I told you, the Packers, if Jordan Love goes.
You're kind of riding the roller coaster a little bit with Jordan. But that defense still. When you give up
points.
Come on, you should win a
game.
Well, what they got on the offensive side of the football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.